Cities like Seattle, Austin, and San Francisco are well-known technology hubs around the country, but could we see one cropping up here in Wisconsin?
Our next guest thinks so, and it might not be in the biggest places, the biggest cities, places like Madison or Milwaukee.
After attending a recent conference on entrepreneurship, he thinks the city of Beloit could be an emerging technology hub in Wisconsin.
Matt Cordio joins us for more on that. He's the founder of Skills Pipeline and Startup Milwaukee. He also follows the latest trends in entrepreneurship, technology, and talent from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's OnRamp Labs blog. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you came in kind of with an outsider's view of Beloit here at a conference, I think it was. What caught your eye about Beloit being an emerging area for potential technology startups?
Yeah, so I think Wisconsin as a whole has a bunch of different technology hubs emerging. And I was at the Wisconsin's Entrepreneurship Conference in June, hosted by the Wisconsin Technology Council. And got the opportunity to meet an entrepreneur. Her name is Carrie Frank. She's the co-founder of a company called Comply 365, which develops software for mainly the airline industry, automating some of their checklist processes. And she was just raving about recently moving her company from Northern Illinois to Beloit, Wisconsin. And definitely thought I should go down there and check out what's growing there. You know, as a founder of Startup Milwaukee, I'm always interested in seeing what's happening in these emerging communities. So took a trip down there recently and found some stuff out.
So what kind of things did you find out on your visit there?
So, you know, the community is really growing, and a lot of that is due in part to the investment of the Hendricks Commercial Property Group. You may know Ken and Diane Hendricks as the founders of ABC Supply Co., which is one of the largest roofing supply companies in kind of the country, it seems. And they have invested in this old factory and developed what they call the Ironworks campus, where Comply 365 is, as well as a co-working space called Iron Tech and a couple other tech companies, Rakuten, which is a Japanese e-commerce company, as well as Aculinx, which is a construction project management company.
And for future potential, let's talk geography a little bit here. What is it about being in Beloit and that area that might be a benefit to those companies you just mentioned and future either startups or transplants?
So it's uniquely positioned near Northern Illinois, where a lot of technology talent could either go downtown Chicago or come towards Rockford or Beloit, and you know, also being near an international airport like O'Hare is also an asset. I think they also have a really great downtown. So I got the opportunity to walk around downtown and check out Farm to Table Cafe there, and got to see kind of the campus of Beloit College, which is a liberal arts school pumping out a lot of creative talent, and they even have an entrepreneurship program called Celeb, which I think could be a feeder into the local entrepreneurial community.
We're talking to Matt Cordio. He's the founder of Skills Pipeline and Startup Milwaukee. He writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's OnRamp Labs blog, and we're looking at what he says could be an emerging technology hub, a big potential zone for technology growth in Wisconsin, the city of Beloit and the region around it. He's looking at some companies there and the prospects for the future. Matt, I think somebody might look at a city the size of Beloit and say it's great they've got good things going on there, but it maybe isn't big enough to have that critical mass you would need in a place to really have technology companies take off. Do you think that potential is there despite the size?
Yes, I think there is a lot of population within the range. Obviously, it's somewhat constrained long term, but I think that smaller towns, you see a lot of technology clustering up in the Wausau Stevens Point area as well. That's maybe not one of the largest population bases in Wisconsin, but these smaller cities can attract talent when they have great companies in them.
Let's talk about collaboration a little. You mentioned Beloit College. You mentioned the Ironworks thing. Is there a public effort there? Is the city, maybe county, state leadership getting involved in what's going on in Beloit?
So Comply 365's founder, Carrie Frank, when she was talking about her story of moving to Wisconsin, she actually received a phone call directly from the governor, and she tasked him with some various assignments, some information to get from him. And he got back to her, and, you know, she made the decision that Wisconsin's business climate was attractive, more attractive maybe than Illinois', and moved on up to Beloit.
Do you see that leadership at a local level, too, or is that an important part of the picture?
Yeah, local level, I'm not sure. Chamber of Commerce, I know, is housed in this Iron Tech co-working space, so it seems like there is some collaboration there.
So let's talk more generally, stepping outside of Beloit. A lot of communities, big and small, are hoping to tap into some kind of high-tech industry, maybe be the next new hub for startups. What do you think is make or break for a community? What are some of the secret ingredients that they need to pursue?
So some of the more successful entrepreneurial communities that I see emerging in Wisconsin are really, those communities are being developed by entrepreneurs investing back in their own community after achieving an exit from their startup or success in their entrepreneurial careers. They're actually investing in the technology companies that are emerging and kind of ushering in this third wave of technology. You know, cities like Madison, you see successful entrepreneurs starting venture funds. You know, similar in Beloit, you see Diane Hendricks playing an active role in growing the entrepreneurial community there. You know, another important aspect of these emerging communities are co-working spaces like the Iron Tech space in Beloit, which kind of gives entrepreneurs some office space and connectivity to other entrepreneurs that are in the community. You see that in Milwaukee at Ward 4, located in the Third Ward, which was financed by Chris Abley. You see that in Madison, entrepreneurs have built this 100-state space where they can collaborate, as well as they have a larger vision to start up a space called Starting Block, which is financed by American Family Insurance and other corporate players that are giving back to the community. So, you know, those are kind of the key ingredients: entrepreneurs investing and paying it forward in the communities that they're from, as well as just kind of having spaces and programs to connect each other in the community.
Matt, I want to get your take on an issue we've heard about a lot in the state over the last couple of years, the idea that there's a skills gap, that, you know, modern manufacturing needs highly trained, highly educated workers with good technical skills. High-tech startups obviously are going to need things like that. Do you see that skills gap in Wisconsin, and do you see solid efforts to turn that around?
I'm not as familiar with the manufacturing space as I am the tech space. You know, I think that we do have a history of producing some great technology talent, whether it's, you know, out of UW-Madison or MSOE in Milwaukee, Marquette University, UWM all have great software engineering programs. The key is retaining that talent here in Wisconsin after they graduate. You know, I'm a Marquette University alum, and a lot of my colleagues ended up moving down to the Chicago area or out to the coasts when they got their engineering degrees. So how do we keep that talent in Wisconsin? And a lot of it has to do with kind of the maybe not measurable aspect of building communities where people want to live, whether that's, you know, unique amenities like great restaurants, great culture, but it also is building great companies. So those are that's I think, what could move the needle in Wisconsin is really focusing on retaining the college students that we have here. There are programs like the Commons and the Milwaukee area, which I was involved with starting, that are actually exposing students to local companies that are doing innovative things, as well as helping students start their own companies. And I think the more that we do that, the more that we get young talent ingrained here in Wisconsin, the better.
Now, whether we're talking about Beloit or Milwaukee or elsewhere in the state, are you big picture optimistic about the future for high technology startups in the state?
Yes. You know, I think that Wisconsin needs to focus more on the fact that there are a lot of technology companies here. You know, we've traditionally been kind of focused on manufacturing, food and beverage processing, as well as agriculture. And, you know, the truth is all those companies have the potential to be enabled by technology. So let's talk more about that. And, you know, glad that, you know, you've had me on to kind of talk about the importance of tech in the future of Wisconsin's economy.
Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to entrepreneur and tech blogger Matt Cordio, making the case for Beloit and some other communities as emerging technology hubs around Wisconsin.